We're back with Teacher Talk, sponsored by the Columbus Education Association, who is solely responsible for the views expressed. I'm Sue Miziak, your host. Tonight, we're going to learn about the Triad 21 program. COSI, the Columbus Museum of Art, and the Ohio Historical Society are all providing professional development opportunities so that Central Ohio teachers can meet, collaborate, and support the practices which impact students' 21st century learning. Joining me this evening to tell us about Triad 21 are Beth Carnotti from the Education Council, Molly Euleen Olmsted, Project Director of Teacher Professional Development from the Ohio Historical Society, and Robin Dungan, Manager of the Education Services for the Center of Science and Industry. We all know that as COSI. So welcome to Teacher Talk, Beth, Molly, and Robin.
Thank you, Sue. It's good to be here.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm so glad that the three of you could be here this evening, and I'm really interested in learning about Triad 21. It sounds like a really great program for teachers, and I have to tell you that I'm such a strong proponent of teacher professional development, and I'm always happy to hear about programs like this. But first of all, let's learn a little bit about you. Beth, tell me a little bit about your professional background, and then we'll go into how you got involved in writing the grant.
Well, I retired from Columbus City Schools in 2005 after 35 years as a science teacher. I did science teaching about 25 years, and then we got involved in school change. And I was at Independence High School at the time and was very involved and passionate about the trimester system, which is the three-block schedule that Independence instituted. And after that, I moved on to the North Education Center and finished my teaching career with Columbus there. I actually was managing adult education programs, writing grants, and facilitating new grants that we were able to secure.
Well, first of all, Beth, it's always wonderful having a former Columbus teacher on the program because we know that so many of those individuals have, even after they've retired, haven't really retired. They've continued in their professional career in education in other ways, and so often those other ways still impact Columbus City Schools. Well, Beth, you've alluded to the fact that you really got into grant writing toward the end of your career with Columbus City Schools. How and why did you get involved in writing this grant for Triad 21?
Well, Dr. John Farley, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Educational Council here in Columbus.
And a former Columbus City School Administrator.
Correct.
He was my assistant principal at West many years ago. He's been on this program multiple times. We love John.
Right. And we had worked together because I had actually written grants for a long time in Columbus. And he gave me a call about a year and a half ago and asked if I would be interested. And I'm very passionate about teachers and students. And so I've been there for a year. And John actually had met with COSI and the Ohio Historical Society and the Columbus Museum of Art and heard about Triad 21. And he came back from that meeting, and he was so excited, and he said, this is exactly the type of program for the Educational Council, because we actually serve the 16 public school districts in Franklin County.
Right.
And being able to provide this opportunity for the teachers is exactly what we are, one of the things we are, you know, it's in our mission statement, it's in our purpose. And so he brought all three of them in to meet with me, and Martha Holden Jennings Foundation is, you know, very, very much involved with teacher professional development. Their two main focus areas are deep learning and excellent teaching.
Well, before we go into that, so how is Triad 21 funded? And I understand that the teachers get college credit for participating in this. Is that correct?
Oh, in a way. Martha Holden Jennings did come through with the grant. We were notified in August. And
that's through the Ohio State University, isn't it?
No. Martha Holden Jennings in Cleveland.
Oh, in Cleveland.
The foundation in Cleveland, yes. And so as soon as we got word of that, we immediately started working on the whole program in terms of when we were going to do it and so on. But we contacted the Ohio Dominican University to see if they would be interested in providing graduate credit for the teachers, mm-hmm. and absolutely they were.
Wonderful.
But it is an option this year.
Yes.
The teachers have to pay for
right.
their 3 credit hours. But out of the 23 teachers who are participating, 16 are opting for the credit.
Wow.
So.
Well, that's really, smart on their parts, that's for sure. And I'm sure besides enjoying working with Triad 21, being able to enhance their own professional development, I mean, they know that this whole thing pays off not just in college credit, but also in helping their students get those 21st century skills. Well, now, Beth, how about giving me a little overview of the mission of Triad 21? How would you best state this?
Well, the program itself is the brainchild of COSAI and the Columbus Museum of Art and the Ohio Historical Society. It was, representatives Molly, Robin, Kurt Huffman, and Rachel Trinkley from Museum of Art that had been working on this idea for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And when they met up with John, that's when, everything started to bubble and we really started to make some progress. The purpose is really to help educators think about how they are preparing students for the 21st century in terms of the skills and the knowledge that they need to be successful. And there's some foundational ideas which really clicked with me when, I met them all and started to really review what the program was all about. And their whole purpose is in believing that students deserve a quality education that prepares them with the skills that they need. And in the period of time that we're in now, some of those skills are very different than what we were teaching and preparing students for, 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, that's for sure.
And
so the three foundational ideas,
is about students deserving, the knowledge and skills that they need to be successful. And then there's the whole part about the type of professional development and the opportunities that teachers really need to be able to do this for their students.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've just been passionate about professional development because I don't think any teacher can just sit back and not be a learner themselves.
Right, and I don't think they can nowadays anyway with licensure and that. And what is the third idea?
The third idea is that there's a synergy created by these three institutions that just creates the high quality and the relevant substantive professional development that the teachers need.
I really like the idea. When I think of COSAI, I mean, I know there's much more involved in it, but I think of science. When I think of the Ohio Historical Society, well, naturally, I think of history and government and all those kinds of things. When I think of the Columbus Museum of Art, I think of the humanities. All of these overlap, I know, but I really like the fact that you have then a distinctive focus in each place, even though they will overlap. Well, now, we also have with us this evening representatives from two of the three partner organizations. We have with us Molly Uline Olmsted, and she's the project director of Teacher Professional Development in the Outreach Department of the Ohio Historical Society. And we have with us Robin Dungan, and she's here from COSAI, and she's the Manager of Education Services there. So I'm going to ask each of them to tell us a little bit about themselves. And Molly, we're going to start with you. How did your professional background lead you to work with helping the teachers in Central Ohio?
Mm-hmm, sure. I've actually been working in museums and galleries here in Columbus for quite some time. I started my college career in the fine arts, and then mm-hmm. after college got this fantastic internship at the Ohio Department of Education, and I was working with Nancy Pistone, who is their fine arts consultant over there, working in curriculum and assessment. And the job was basically turning the Ohio Department of Ed building into a student gallery. So I worked with a lot of teachers around the state of Ohio pulling together student art exhibitions. And we also worked with them in developing curriculum and aligning the standards. This was back when the first round of standards came out. So there was I spent a lot of time, you know, on the phone with teachers talking about how to do good lesson planning and good curriculum development with these new standards and working them into the projects they were already doing. So that internship ended up being really transformative and it inspired me to go back and get a master's degree in arts policy and administration at OSU. And I really focused in on museum education because sort of the gallery work, the interpreting of art was really exciting to me. When I got out of OSU in about 2009, I joined the Ohio Historical Society as a project coordinator. And we have a sort of a little brand there called the Creative Learning Factory, which is where we operate all of our teacher professional development, our distance learning, our teacher webinars, and museum professionals webinars out of the Creative Learning Factory brand at OHS. So from that point on, I was working with teachers pretty much on a daily basis, going out and doing professional development seminars through our Teaching American History grants and contract professional development. And I also got to participate in some of the distance learning webinars, which are always a lot of fun. So some work with students too. And
when you participate in those, Molly, are those distance learning webinars, are they in the local area or do they go beyond the local area?
Our distance learning is, in fact, international, we like to say.
No.
Occasionally, we get groups of students from Mexico and Canada. So so international to North America. Very exciting. But that's basically what I've been doing now since 2009. And I've just so enjoyed working with educators, visiting their classrooms, and helping them think about lesson planning and curriculum development in a different way and more of the, sort of the triad model where it's more holistic, it's more skills-based than content-based, and really trying to give teachers the tools to give students the tools to become lifelong learners.
Wow. Well, it sounds pretty ambitious, but it sounds as if your background is very rich and is going to help these teachers through the Ohio Historical Society a lot. Let's move over now to Robin. And Robin Dungan, you are with the with COSI. Everybody
yes,
knows
ma'am.
COSI, as everybody knows Ohio Historical Society as well. So tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to be working with professional development and the teachers in Central Ohio.
Sure. Thanks, Sue. Well, I was actually a classroom teacher originally. My background is in science and in English language arts. I originally went to college to be a language arts teacher. And after
good
I...
profession.
It is very good.
I
well, my mother was a librarian, so it's like, it was just kind of a done deal. But when I got to college, I had always enjoyed science, but really didn't think that was what I was supposed to do. Girls weren't really encouraged in science when
true.
I was
How
in high school.
How unfortunate.
But I had some great professors that are like, not only can you do this, you need to do this.
Wow.
So a couple extra years of college and got out with licensure in language arts and science. So I taught junior high science for a while and then decided to leave the classroom full time and was with the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden. Doing a really great program called Education, again, when the last standards came through and proficiency
right.
testing and things yeah. like that. And part of my job there allowed me to do some professional development. And I realized that that's really where my passion was because we were going to be able to reach so many more children by working with the teachers.
Right.
And I've always been really passionate about the monumental job that we as teachers have and the seemingly often unappreciated job that we have. So anything that we can do to help make them excited about teaching again, because it's important for them to give the content. But if you don't love what you're doing, you can't make your students love it either. Mm-hmm. So both the positions that I had at the zoo and now with COSI, I've been able to come alongside teachers and give them some of those practical strategies that they can use in the classroom and help them enjoy teaching.
Well, and you know, as Beth mentioned before, so many of the different skills have changed over the years anyway. And although teachers do their best to keep up, a lot of times in certain specialized areas, I mean, it's wonderful to have that additional support where they may not be able to, the teachers themselves may not know exactly where to go or how to do some of these, you know, acquire some of these specialized skills that they need to help kids today. Well, Molly, the Triad literature mentions that the curricular framework for this program. So what is meant by the curricular framework? What is it?
Well, when we first conceived of Triad 21 a few years ago, all of us had a similar reaction in that we were really tired of reading lesson plans. Most of the teacher professional development that we had been leading, sort of the culminating assignment was always, oh, just write us a lesson plan. And we felt that that was really just scratching the surface of what we could be doing. So what we wanted teachers to do for Triad 21, instead of just giving us a lesson plan, was to really come up with some big picture strategies for interweaving or working these concepts and skills throughout all of their lesson plans, all of their curriculum planning for an entire year. And we also wanted teachers, groups of teachers from districts, so three teachers from, you know, Canal Winchester schools, so that they could then plan across their classrooms so that the students were picking up on these skills and concepts from classroom to classroom.
Right, multiple places.
Exactly.
All kinds of reinforcement.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they weren't leaving social studies and leaving those skills behind. They were leaving social studies to go to science class and getting the same message in both classes.
Right.
So what we ended up using was this fabulous action planning document that was drafted by our colleague Rachel over at Columbus Museum of Art. And the document asked really great questions like, what have you always wanted to teach but never have had the opportunity to teach? Mm-hmm. Which I know as an educator, my brain just explodes when I think of that. It's like, oh my God, what a great luxury to sort of ruminate in that, you know, that space of what have I always wanted to do but never been able to. So rather than having to think about drilling down on a particular subject or concept, we were really challenging them to think about teaching and learning itself and what gets them excited and what gets their students excited about learning.
Okay. Well, I mean, as you said, this is something that teachers, you know, would just die for in a lot of cases because, you know, nowadays so much of the teaching is scripted or restricted. And so one of the things in your literature that's mentioned are the four C's and the three R's. How does that relate very briefly, if you could, to what is being done in Triad 21?
Well, the four C's are from the Partnership for 21st Century Skills. We felt that that framework was really exciting when it came out, and Ohio is actually an adopter of 21st Century Skills. So it basically refers to creativity, communication and collaboration, and critical thinking.
Mm-hmm. And what about in, let's see, was that just three C's? Did you give me creative?
Communication and collaboration.
Ah, yes. Got it. Okay, sorry. Are they together? Right.
Yes. Together.
Yes. They have to be. And what about the three R's? What are those?
Well, the three R's refer to rigor, relevance, and relationships.
Oh.
And this sort of offered a framework within which teachers could look at those four C's.
Mm-hmm.
And we always wanted to highlight that relevance thing, too. If these concepts aren't relevant, if they're not useful, then sort of what is the point of doing the work if
that's
it's
right.
not going to apply to your classroom immediately.
And I'm going to assume that this is all related to Ohio's new learning standards.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
The Partnership for 21st Century Skills is part of the new learning standards. It's in the model curriculum. So that's one of those things that our administrators want to see the teachers doing. And you often don't get time to sort of put in those extras.
Right.
So we wanted to give them a way to layer them in so that they didn't feel like extras.
Got it. Okay, Robin, Triad 21 has recruited these teams of teachers from Franklin County. Molly already referred to that. And they're participating in these experiences. So what will these teachers be doing? And could you just give us a very brief outline of, I know they've had a number of meetings already. Can you just kind of pinpoint for us what was the focus or the theme of each of those meetings?
Sure. Well, over the course of the last few months, they have had three full-day experiences. Our first one was creativity, and that was at Columbus Museum of Art, because creativity.
Oh, yeah, of course. For sure.
Our second session at Ohio Historical Society was our communication and collaboration piece. And then the third section was at COSI, and that was critical thinking. So they're with us all day getting lots of different types of practical strategies that they can use those across the curriculum, regardless of what they're teaching. Because we have teachers from all over the board. We have science teachers, art teachers, PE teachers, principals.
Spanish.
All working together. So, and that's one of the things that we love about this project is they're coming from so many different avenues. So they had the three full days. Then in addition to that, they have some community of practice meetings, which are time for them to work together as a team to take the things that we've just done in our all-day session and start weaving them together into their action plan. And then on May 24th is going to be our culminating showcase event where they will come and share what they either have done this year or are planning to do next year as their culmination for this project. And it will be shared with the other teachers that are part of the cohort, as well as any special guests that they want to bring in, their administrators or other teachers that they want to encourage to do the program later.
Mm, okay. Well, it sounds, you know, this is just such an exciting thing for teachers. Beth, Robin has already alluded to the fact that, you know, what the themes were for each of the three meetings. When they met at the Columbus Museum of Art in January, again, what was the theme for that day and what 21st century skill was the focus? Very briefly, okay?
The focus on that Saturday was on the idea that the new basic skill for work, learning and living in the 21st century is actually being able to think creatively and mm-hmm. to, you know, follow through. The curriculum that day was creativity in the arts.
Mm-hmm.
So
very quickly, what did they do?
In art, they actually were thinking like an artist in the project that they did.
Uh-huh.
In science, the teachers experienced an engineering challenge, and they had to actually creatively construct a vehicle out of just everyday materials that they could then compete with for distance and speed.
Mm-hmm.
And then for social studies, Molly led an activity where she first explained how quilting across the ages is a way for people to creatively express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we've seen this historically, I mean, even in our own families, and people gave examples of those.
Right.
And then at the very end, teachers actually created quilts squares based on their own personal experiences.
It sounds like it was such a rich day. Molly, when the teacher teams met at the Ohio Historical Society in February, can you tell me about one of the activities that emphasized the communication and collaboration theme?
Sure. We were so happy to have communication and collaboration. That's sort of our mission there, is to connect people's stories. And one of the things that we ended up doing was the group had to work together to design roller coasters.
Fun.
And I think it was probably the first time that things like PVC pipe had ever been taped to the walls at the Ohio Historical Society.
You're welcome.
And it was got kind of wild in there, and everyone's roller coaster ended up working. It was really challenging what you set up for them, Robin, but everyone succeeded. It was amazing.
And then finally, just last month in March, Robin, the teacher teams convened at COSI, and they were working in their different subject areas. The focus was critical thinking skills. So can you tell me about one of the activities, just one that they did at COSI to support this?
Well, one of the ones that we did in the science piece, we were looking at having them solve a mystery, and we tried to look at it from a historical bent because science doesn't exist in a vacuum. All of the curriculum is together. So they were actually trying to solve how the cholera epidemic back in London in the 1800s, how it came apart and how Dr. John Snow figured this out. And so after they had to work together as their team to figure out, take all the evidence and put it together, we actually had them create a water filter out of a myriad of different supplies that they could choose from. But they needed to create a filter that was not only expedient in getting the water through, but also, you know, very effective in trying to clean the water up. So and brought that into, you know, why is that still an issue today? And being right there at COSI that day on the Scioto where we're working on the river and talking about water quality, it just really made it very relevant to what's going on in our world today.
Wow. You know, and that word relevant, that is, of course, key here, especially when it comes to student learning and certainly the teachers as well. Well, Beth, we're just about out of time. I know that you're going to be debriefing and planning for next year's Triad program. And I know that after listeners hear this interview, they're going to be very excited about, you know, what all you are doing here at these three different wonderful facilities to support teacher learning. How can people learn more about Triad 21?
Well, they can actually go to the Educational Council's website, which is www.edcouncil.org.
Okay, www.edcouncil.org.
Mm-hmm.
And they can learn more about Triad 21 there and about the 21st century learning skills that students need to learn. And teachers are also getting wonderful professional development through this program.
Right.
Well, ladies, I want to thank you very much for joining me today. We've had with us Beth Carnotti from the Educational Council, Molly Euline Olmsted from the Ohio Historical Society, and Robin Dungan from COSI. Thank you very much for being on Teacher Talk. It's been a lively program, and I've certainly learned a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
This concludes our program. A podcast of Teacher Talk will soon be available at wcbe.org. Please join me on Teacher Talk the first and third Tuesdays of each month. This is Sue Miziak wishing you a good night. I want to thank Catherine Morris, an intern at The Ohio State University, for helping to produce this program.